From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Britain's High Court dealt a blow to backers of Britain's exit from the European Union, or Brexit, by ruling Thursday the government must consult Parliament before starting the disengagement. Proponents of the decision say they will appeal. Prime Minister Theresa May said she will trigger Article 50 of the Lisbon Treaty in March to begin the process of disengagement and start negotiations to end Britain's membership in the European Union. Iraqi troops moved cautiously Thursday through a neighborhood just inside the city limits of Mosul. The soldiers were wary of booby traps as well as ambushes and sniper fire from Islamic State militants. Residents are streaming out of Mosul, some carrying white flags, others flashing victory signs. While locals in the eastern district of Kogjali welcome their liberation from the jihadists, fears are mounting that as neighborhoods in the more pro-IS western part of the city fall to government troops, a cycle of retaliation and revenge will be triggered. Islamic State fighters in Mosul are being urged to fight to the death. The terrorist group's leader and self-declared caliph, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, released the message via social media late on Tuesday. The message from Baghdadi comes nearly 3 weeks into the campaign to retake Mosul, which had been under IS control for 2 years. Afghan authorities said Thursday at least 30 civilians, including many children, were among those killed in fighting between government forces and the Taliban in Kunduz province. The U.S. military confirmed 2 of its soldiers were killed in the fighting and 2 were wounded. The fighting on the outskirts of the provincial capital erupted after Afghan forces, with the help of American partners, raided a compound. This is VOA News.